A View on Access, a showcase of audio description and accessibility in the arts and entertainment sector, with Tim Calvert.
In this edition, I delve into some of my highlights at plays, musical, arts and culture that are described in London and across the UK in the next couple of months. A very warm welcome to A View on Access. This is your regular showcase into how theatre arts and culture is made accessible for those visually impaired. It's an insight into the venues and content on offer. I'm Tim Calvert. So grab yourself a coffee as we sift through some of the best highlights. To begin with, The Lion, the Witch and the Wardrobe, which is on at Wales Millennium Centre in Cardiff on Saturday the 15th of February 2025 at 2:30pm with a touch tour at 12 noon. It lasts for 2 hours and 15 minutes including a 20 minute interval and is audio described by Vocalize. Get ready for the adventure of a lifetime as the West End smash hit production of The Lion, the Witch and the Wardrobe comes to Cardiff. Step through the wardrobe into the magic kingdom of Narnia, where a world of wonder awaits. Something totally different now with Birmingham Royal Ballet's Cinderella. This is at the Birmingham Hippodrome Theatre on Saturday, the 22nd of February 2025 at 2pm with a touch tour at 12pm with audio description from Sightlines, Jonathan Nash and Julia Grundy. It's also on at the Lowry in Manchester, Salford, Saturday the 8th of March 2025 at 2pm with a touch tour at 12pm. Experience a glorious celebration of classical ballet with Birmingham Royal Ballet's Cinderella. Step into a magical world where fairy godmothers triumph over cruel stepmothers, pumpkins turn into sparkling carriages, and a jeweled slipper changes one woman's life forever. This modern classic production is much loved by critics and audiences alike. It's a timeless story of love, courage and kindness and reminds us all to have faith in our wildest dreams. One day, they might just come true. A Good House is on at the Bristol Old Vic and this is on the 1st of March 2025 at 2:30pm with a touch tour at 12:30pm. It's audio described in-house. Once they've been here long enough, they're no longer squatters. Then, they're simply neighbours. In the quaint suburban community of Stillwater, a mysterious shack springs up from the dust with its inhabitants nowhere to be seen. As speculation abounds, residents Charles and Bonalo are recruited by their neighbourhood to be the face of a campaign to demolish the shack in this biting satire on community politics. Back in London now, we've got Cabaret at the Kit Kat Club, Playhouse Theatre, London, on Tuesday the 4th of March 2025 at 7:30pm with a touch tour at 5:30pm with audio description from Vocalize. It lasts for 2 hours and 45 minutes including an interval. Winning a record-breaking 7 Olivier Awards including Best Musical Revival, this intimate production of Cabaret is London's hottest ticket. Cabaret is one of the most successful musicals of all time, featuring the songs Don't Tell Mama, Maybe This Time, and Money, as well as the iconic title number. In a time when the world is changing forever, there is one place where everyone can be free. Welcome to the Kit Kat Club, London. Another classic musical which is ending soon, Mrs. Doubtfire. This is on at the Shaftesbury Theatre, London on Tuesday the 4th of March 2025 with an audio described performance at 7:30pm and a touch tour at 5:30pm. This will be the final audio described performance before it closes, with audio description from Vocalize. It's 2 hours and 30 minutes including a 20 minute interval. It's based on the classic laugh out loud comedy movie starring the unforgettable Robin Williams and brought to life brilliantly on stage by a fabulous ensemble cast. Out of work actor Daniel will do anything for his children. After losing custody in a messy divorce, he creates the alter ego of Scottish nanny Mrs. Doubtfire in a desperate attempt to stay in their lives. As his new character takes on a life of its own, Mrs. Doubtfire teaches Daniel more than he bargained for about how to be a father. Back in Birmingham now, we've got Tiny Fragments of Beautiful Light, and this takes place at the Birmingham Rep Theatre, which is on Wednesday the 5th of March, 7:45pm with a touch tour, an hour earlier at 6:45. It has really great audio description from RSC describers Carolyn Smith and Julia Grundy. Elsa doesn't know why she never quite fits in. Perhaps it's just the way she's made. She's quirky, kind, clever, and funny. But school was always a nightmare, and romance was a mystery until now. This is One Woman's Journey of Self-Discovery, a celebration of the joy that comes when we live life as we truly are. We're in Stratford now for Hamlet, which is on at the Royal Shakespeare Theatre, and this takes place on Saturday the 8th of March at 1 p.m, and it has a touch store at 11 a.m. It's also on a little bit later in March on the 13th, and this is at 1 p.m. with a touch store at 11 a.m. Grief can play tricks on the mind, even conjure ghosts, but when Hamlet's dead father appears to him one night, he signals murder, not madness. Hamlet's mother has married his uncle, and at a less than decent interval too. As he pulls at the threads of his not-so-happy new family, Hamlet unravels a web of deceit and immorality that leads to the ultimate crisis of conscience. The Royal Shakespeare Company is really committed to access and inclusion, and they really do put on great touch tours and audio-described performances. It's also a really lovely venue to visit that always offers a warm welcome. Musical theatre back for you now in the West End with MJ the Musical. This takes place at Prince Edward Theatre in London on Saturday the 8th of March 2025 at 2:30 p.m. with a touch tour to be confirmed and audio description from Vocalise. I saw this last year and it's an absolute must for fans of Michael Jackson and musical theatre. Centred around the making of the 1992 Dangerous World Tour, MJ goes beyond the singular moves and signature sound of the star to offer a rare look at the creative mind and collaborative spirit that catapulted Jackson to legendary status. Created by two-time Pulitzer Prize winner Lynn Nottage and Tony Award-winning director, choreographer Christopher Wealdham, MJ delivers a theatrical experience like no other. Stranger Things, The First Shadow, is back for its third audio-described performance at the Phoenix Theatre, and this takes place on Sunday the 9th of March at 3 p.m. with a touch tour at 1 p.m. with audio description from Vocalise and Miranda Yates. It's 3 hours, including an interval. Age guidance is recommended for 12+. Under 5s are not permitted, and under 16s must be accompanied by an adult. An onstage prequel to the hit Netflix series Stranger Things, brought to you by the creators of the TV show, and an epic experience that rivals the scale and momentum of Harry Potter and the Cursed Child. It's set in Hawkins in 1959, a regular town with regular worries. Young Jim Hopper's car won't start, Bob Newby's sister won't take his radio show seriously, and Joyce just wants to graduate and get the hell out of town. When new student Henry Creel arrives, his family finds that a fresh start isn't so easy, and the shadows of the past have a very long reach. A very, very different production of Oedipus now, which takes place at the Old Vic Theatre on Monday the 10th of March 2025. Its audio-described performance is at 7:30 with a touch tour at around 6 p.m, but please do check on that with the box office. It stars Rami Malek. Vengeance will be taken on the killer, then the land will be clean, the contamination will be washed away, the rains will come and the people will be healed. It's a cold case, but according to the oracle, if the murderer of old King Laius is found and punished, then all will be well. The people will turn to their new king, Oedipus, the man who solved the riddle of the Sphinx, to hunt down the perpetrator and bring salvation. He vows to succeed, whatever the cost, and so begins an unstoppable pursuit of the truth through a harrowing labyrinth of fear and love. Alternative comedy now in Inside Number 9, Stage Fright, from Steve Pemberton and Rhys Shearsmith. This is at the Wyndham Theatre in London on Thursday the 13th of March 2025 at 2:30 p.m. with a touch tour to be confirmed. Audio description by Vocalise. Welcome to a world of intrigue, as you're invited to step inside Number 9 for a theatrical experience like no other. Expect the unexpected, as the acclaimed BBC TV series comes to life on stage, weaving its signature web of twisted tales and black humour. Comedy in Liverpool now with Shirley Valentine, and this takes place at the Everyman Theatre on the 14th of March 2025 at 7:30 p.m. with a touch tour at 6:45 p.m. Willie Russell's one-woman show, Shirley Valentine, comes home to the Liverpool Everyman as part of the 60th birthday celebrations. Originally commissioned and staged by the Everyman, the role of Shirley will be played by Liverpool actor Helen Carter in a revival directed by Stephen Fletcher. Edward II is on at the Swan Theatre, Stratford-upon-Avon, and this is the RSC, on Saturday the 15th of March at 1:30pm, with a touch tour at 11:30am. It's also on Friday the 21st of March at 7:30pm, with a touch tour at 5:30pm. I See Your Love to Gaveston will be the ruin of your realm and you. The King is dead, long live the King, and his boyfriend. When Edward II insists on ruling with the man he loves by his side, the palace refuses. The establishment conspires to restore the natural order, plunging the country into a civil war and threatening the very existence of the monarchy. Better a dead king than a gay king. Groundbreaking theatre from the RSC, with description from Julia Grundy. The Provocative Punch is on at the Young Vic. The Provocative Punch is showing at the Young Vic for two performances on Friday, the 14th of March, 7:30pm, with a touch tour at 6pm, and Saturday, the 22nd of March, at 2:30pm, and a touch tour at 1pm. Audio description is from Miranda Yates and Eleanor DeMargles. Jacob Dunn is a teenager from Nottingham. He spends his Saturday night seeking thrills with his friends. One fateful evening, an impulsive punch leads to fatal consequences. After serving a prison sentence, Jacob finds himself lost and directionless. Searching for answers, Joan and David, the parents of his victim James, ask to meet, sparking a profound transformation in Jacob's life. We visit Sheffield now for A Streetcar Named Desire. This is at the Crucible Theatre on the 29th of March at 2pm, with audio description by immersive actor-led audio description company Hear the Picture. How strange that I should be called a destitute woman when I have all of these treasures locked in my heart. In the sultry back streets of 1940s New Orleans, fading southern belle, Blanche DuBois, seeks solace with her estranged sister Stella in this classic retelling of A Streetcar Named Desire. We have a further audio-described performance of the much-loved Wicked. This is at the Apollo Theatre on Friday the 4th of April at 7:30pm with a touch tour at 5:30pm. Winner of over 100 major awards, the unforgettable West End and Broadway musical phenomenon tells the incredible untold story of the Witches of Oz, even more popular right now due to the success of the hit movie. Audio description is from Vocalize, and it lasts for 2 hours and 40 minutes, including a 20-minute interval. More Shakespeare now, with Richard II starring Bridgerton's Jonathan Bailey. This is at the Bridge Theatre on Saturday the 12th of April at 2:30pm with a touch tour at 12:25pm. Audio description is from Vocalize. Richard II is charismatic, eloquent and loved by his friends, and a disastrous king, dishonest, capricious, and politically incompetent. Echoing down the centuries in this perennial problem, how to deal with a ruler who has a rock-solid right to rule, but is set on wrecking the country he leads. The Bridge, near the Tower of London, is a wonderful purpose-built step-free venue who are really committed to accessibility and have fabulous audio-described performances and touch tours. Something totally different now, and a tour of Winchester Cathedral. This takes place at Winchester Cathedral on Wednesday the 16th of April, 2025 at 2:15pm, with audio description in-house. This is a touch tour with storytelling designed for blind and visually impaired patrons. The cathedral was built nearly 1,000 years ago. The original Romanesque architecture remains in parts of the cathedral, with Gothic remodeling and additions from the 1200s, the 1300s and the 1500s. The tour will give you a history of the building and the stories of some of those who worked there and were buried there. Rhinoceros is at the Almeida Theatre on Saturday the 19th of April 2025 at 2pm with a touch tour at 12pm. Audio description is delivered by Miranda Yates and Jenny Stewart Cosgrove. A provincial town in France, Jean meets his friend Beringer for a drink, but things take an unexpected turn when a rhinoceros charges through the town square. After all, there are no rhinoceroses in France, right? Suddenly, one by one, the townspeople are transforming into the thing they first feared. An epidemic has taken hold, and rhinoritis is spreading like wildfire, until there are almost no human beings left. And finally, for now, Unicorn, which is starring Nicola Walker and Stephen Mangan. This is at the Garrick Theatre on Saturday the 19th of April at 7:30pm, with a touch tour at 6pm, and it runs for 2 hours and 30 minutes, with a 20-minute interval. Polly and Nick have it all, happily married, two children, successful careers, and yet there's something missing, something rare and unforeseen, waiting to add a much-needed sparkle. Unicorn is Mike Barclay's explicit, funny and provocative new play, directed by James MacDonald. To find out what else has been audio described in London and around the UK, you can visit vocalise.co.uk, mindseyedescription.co.uk, and for cinema, accessiblescreeningsuk.co.uk. You can also visit, for London, officiallondontheatre.com. A View on Access is written, presented and produced by myself, Tim Calvert, of Calvert Creative Concepts, and can be found on Audio Boom online, and you can visit aviewonaccess.co.uk for further information. To find out more or to feedback about audio description or accessible performances, or to get involved or request a show or venue to be featured, email aviewonaccess@gmail.com. Remember, all theatre arts and entertainment should be accessible for all, and if it's not, ask for it. Sometimes only by speaking up will bring about change. From me, Tim Calvert, keep smiling through and stay safe.
A View on Access, written, presented and produced by Calvert Creative Concepts.